Proverbs for the day, November the 12th, Proverbs chapter 12, verses 21 through 23. There shall no evil happen to the just, but the wicked shall be filled with mischief. Lying lips are abomination to the Lord, but they that deal truly are his delight. A prudent man concealeth knowledge, but the heart of fools proclaimeth foolishness. For the sake of time, we'll get right into our thoughts for today. And the first one is this. Things don't just happen to the child of God. Let me read you a poem. Things don't just happen to the children of God. They're part of a wonderful plan. The troubles, reverses, the sorrows, the rod are strokes of the great sculptor's hand. When some dread accident strikes you a blow and you restlessly fret and demand, why try so hard the mystery to know it's not just an accident, it is planned. Have you been dropped from a place of power? Do you wonder and reprimand? Don't rebel, but look to him in that hour. This didn't just happen, it's planned. Persecution, tribulation, come down like a storm. Friends disappoint and withstand. At last, all alone, bewildered, forlorn, you look and he smiles. This is planned. Do you wonder why God to affliction should call and why you must suffer and moan? No man should be moved by affliction, says Paul, for you know it's part of the plan. Did some dear one sicken and finally die? Did your heart break with anguish and woe? Did you question your Lord and cry, why, God, why? Don't question. He planned it just so. Things don't just happen to the children of God. The blueprint was made by his hand. He designed all details to conform to his Son, so all things that happen are planned. No matter what happens to those called his own, events that are awful or grand, every trial of your life he sends from his throne. This didn't just happen, it is planned. There's a good thought in that. Things don't just happen. But the Bible says they do happen to the wicked. The wicked shall be filled with mischief. Mischief is something where the thing that comes into your life is one evil force and bad force fighting another, and you cause it and this and that. Listen, if you're saved, quit trying to understand and rest. There is no understanding. Be careful of having to have a reason at the time. It says, all things work together for good. Not like this Osteen crowd and all them, you know, that it works for your good. It might be for God's good. It might not appear to be for our good at all, but it might be for Jesus' sake to fill up the sufferings which are behind of Christ. Things don't just happen to the child of God. Secondly, truth doesn't just happen. Lying lips are an abomination to the Lord, but they that deal truly are his delight. You know, at one point, the Bible says that it quotes a man saying all men are liars. Well, at least in potential they are. And yes, it does come easy to the new nature to live for God. It comes easy to the new nature to tell the truth. It comes easy to the new nature to be prudent. But the knowledge of good and evil gives us the instinct to lie. He is a liar. He said, you are your father the devil, and he was a liar from the beginning, John 8. So our capacity, and you've seen this in the smallest of children and in yourself and ourselves and myself, that truth doesn't just happen. Things don't just happen, and truth doesn't just happen. Now, think about this. You have to slow down long enough to allow yourself to choose the mind of God and the Holy Spirit's thoughts before you say things. But even more so before you start believing and embedding them into your belief system. Well, one of the hardest things on earth is to help somebody who's got something in their head that's wrong, that's messed up. I've dealt with a young man one time. We sat there for over 2 hours, went through scriptures, took our time. He had been raised in a very Calvinistic environment in church. At the end of it, he had tears in his eyes. He said, you know, he said, everything you've said must be true. He said, I see it clearly in the Bible. He said, somehow, he said, I can't believe it. He said, I don't know what you want to call it, but I've been convinced otherwise. I've been brainwashed. And we had prayer that day, and he went out of there a miserable man because he knew what the Bible said, and yet his mind had been so twisted. Truth doesn't just happen. You have to learn truth, and you have to shun error. Lying lips are abomination to the Lord. If you repeated a lie and believed it's true, it could be you're still an abomination to the Lord. You might want to be careful what you repeat, amen. You might want to be careful what you quote and who you quote and why. Why? Because we don't want to be an abomination to the Lord. I mean, these Proverbs that we're doing are about our life and walking with God. Now listen, things don't just happen to the child of God. So you want to be careful passing judgment on what you hear happens to a child of God. You want to be careful passing judgment on what happens in your own life. You don't know yet. You're not down the track. There shall no evil happen to the just, but the wicked shall be filled with mischief. Lying lips are abomination to the Lord. Now listen, but they that deal truly are His delight. It doesn't mean they go blabbing everything they know, because verse 23 says, a prudent man concealeth knowledge, but the heart of fools proclaimeth foolishness. Let's tie these together. Things don't just happen to the child of God. Truth doesn't just happen, and tact doesn't just happen. You know, tact is defined in the old English as a peculiar skill or faculty. Having tact. You got to work at it, and that's where we get the extension of our word tactics, learning tactics in fighting, in business, etc. The heart of the prudent getteth knowledge, and the ear of the wise seeketh knowledge. Proverbs 18 and verse 15. Prudence is a learned or practiced way of doing things. You combine prudence with charity and you've got the work of God in your life. What do fools do? They just blab. Fools get something in their head and they go find somebody, especially today on the internet, they'll go find somebody that can agree with them, and then they just blab it out. That's one of the reasons God puts us, is when we're young men, He puts us under a tutelage, directly under somebody, so our foolishness won't spread to too many people. I've said for years, don't take young fellows and put them in with your young people to teach. Put that young fellow in front of the old timers so that when they say something really foolish or stupid, somebody can say, son, that was a mess. And you young fellows, you better learn how to take it. You know, you're not as smart as you think. I'm amazed at this modern generation, how full of themselves they are. I'm just amazed. Listen, it says here, a prudent man concealeth knowledge, but the heart of fools proclaimeth foolishness. If some older preacher is dealing with some issue in the body of Christ, you might want to just back off a little bit if you're just getting started, and let those old timers decide what and which to deal with and get a good life going. Listen, are you faithful with knowledge? Are you faithful with knowledge? Prudent is cautious, circumspect, practically wise, careful of the consequence of words or actions. A prudent man concealeth knowledge, but the heart of fools proclaimeth foolishness. You know, when God looks down and He wants to give somebody some knowledge, and He wants to entrust them with it, are you one of those He sees and says, yeah, we can do this, we can trust this, we can make something happen here? Yeah, we can do this. Are you? I hope you are. If not, why not set out to be? Today, several thoughts. One, things don't just happen. You'll find that poem and write it down, or slow down the audio and write it down. It's a blessing, that poem. Truth doesn't just happen. You're going to have to work at it. You're going to choose your words, choose your thoughts. And tact doesn't just happen. God has control of your life. We're supposed to have control and deal with truth and tact. God bless you.